Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Marion's Christmas by Matt Haig. It is Christmas morning and I haven't slept. I look like the ghost of Christmas past. I am tired and a bit dazed. I am staring out of the window at a frozen Shetland mist that has swallowed up sheep and sea as if they had never existed. I open a bottle of whiskey, pour a good measure. Ugh, I say bleakly to myself, Christmas. There are 12 snow-white antidepressants left in the packet, the 12 selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors of Christmas. Catchy. I wonder what would happen if I took all of them. There would be no one here to stop me. No one here. No one here. Good, I tell the sheep beyond the mist, and I try to believe it. I have never needed anyone. I drop my gaze a little and see the coin on the chipped white wooden windowsill. The coin is in the same small sealed polythene bag it was in when my father returned it to me over a year ago now. The coin itself goes back way before that. It goes back centuries, to a day in Canterbury when I had been playing tunes on a pipe out in the street and someone had pressed it in my palm. I had given this penny to my father for him to think of me, and then he had given it back all those years later. Maybe it was his way of giving back the memory of me too. Maybe he didn't want to think of me anymore. Maybe he didn't want to think of how the centuries had changed me. The tattoos on my arms, the whiskey on my breath, the pains no drug ever quite numbed. He had felt bad about leaving me, and I didn't want him to. I understand it all now. I understand and wonder what he's doing right now on Christmas Day. I'm aware there is a myth that I, Marion Hazard, have always held on to. The myth has kept me going, so I am reluctant to let it go. The myth is this: I am happier on my own. I don't mean in the relationship sense. That would be a dull admission. Almost everyone is happier on their own in a relationship sense, whatever the evidence says. No, I mean in the complete sense. In the move to a deserted cottage in the Shetland Isles with nothing but a damn loom sense. The myth is that I am happier, simply, when I am not around human beings. And it is easier to believe in a myth when you are a myth. When you are older than anyone could think true. Anyone without this condition, anyway. Anageria. The blessing and the curse of slow ageing. My biography sounds as mythical as a Christmas elf. I was born in a cramped, flea-ridden house in Eastcheap in London in 1607, when Shakespeare was alive, and when we had a king on the throne who believed demons were real and that witchcraft was the greatest danger to society. It was a time when, as a woman, you could be tried and killed on suspicion of being a witch, simply for being related to someone like me, as the grandmother I never knew discovered. She was drowned on account of my father's condition. Tom Hazard, the person I inherited this cursed gift from. The fact is, since puberty, I have been aging slower than other people. A lot slower. Put it this way. I have looked like I was in my 30s, since before the electric light bulb was invented. It sounds like a fantasy, but it is not. It is the mundanest of realities, to outlive everyone you ever knew, to have to deal with centuries and centuries of sleazebags thinking they're Lord Bloody Byron, to make so many bad decisions you can't escape from. You get tired of life. You get tired of people. You get tired of Christmas. I have had so many Christmases now and truly understand the torture of it, the pain of the lonely Christmas. Especially in recent decades. I blame Charles Dickens, if I'm honest. The idea of Christmas as one long warm glow, the idea of family gatherings around a table in front of a feast, the idea of it as a time for goodwill and dancing and games, the idea of a compulsory activity. I once saw Dickens, in some long-lost December, stepping into a frosty night scented with roasted chestnuts. He was exiting the old Alhambra Theatre on Leicester Square, back when Leicester Square was a place you actually wanted to visit, where he'd been reading Nicholas Nickleby or something. He was surrounded by adoring fans. I had felt a strong and urgent desire to punch him, though of course I didn't. Women used to get hung for less. There was a happy Christmas, though, once upon a time in Canterbury. Then a lot of unhappy ones. London, Heidelberg, Rouen, Amsterdam, Vancouver, the infinite solitude of time and travel. The TV is on in the background. An old, yeah, right, musical. Meet Me in St. Louis. Judy Garland is telling me, against all the odds, to have myself a merry little Christmas. I swallow the whiskey like a memory. There is a figure, now, moving through the mist, heading straight for the cottage. Without hardly thinking, I grab a kitchen knife, an old but reliable instinct, and one that cost a lecherous pig of a Lutheran pastor his genitals. My heart beats hard. The kitchen units seem both far away and up close. I feel cut out from another reality, a panic attack, flavoured with the surreal days of my medication. Then the three knocks on the door, and his voice, the voice of time itself. My father's voice. Marion, it's me. I'm sorry, I didn't call or text or any of those modern things. I was worried about you on your own. I thought it would be a surprise. And I lower the knife and reality shatters the myth. I am pleased to see him. I am pleased for the company. I open the door. My name's Matt Haig and you've been listening to Stylist's Festive Fiction. Happy Christmas to all stylist readers.